Welcome back to the Cooking Barker Podcast with our host, Adam and Tiny. They'll be talking about bars, restaurants, hospitality industry, what you didn't know, what you might want to know, and now on with today's subject.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Cooking Barker Podcast.
We're back, boys and girls.
Back in the driver's seat. Feels good.
I know we had to take some time off, but it's life.
Life gets in the way, and we have both have been on two different adventures in our lives, and now we're reconvening to get this show back on the road.
And we're going to do it.
How have you been, Tiny?
I'm doing good.
Yeah?
Yeah. You know, like everybody, we're all a little stressed out here and there, but doing good.
Right on. I heard you got some new development.
I'm working on a new project.
Cool.
I did a lot of research and different things, and trying to start a new online thing for the hospitality industry, bars, restaurants, anything else.
Sweet. Yeah, you filled me in on a little bit of the details, and it looks pretty exciting. I'm proud of you.
And I finally found a couple investors, hopefully.
Cool.
So some people that believe in my future.
Nice.
And now my future is going to become your future if it all works out.
Well, that's super cool. And I remember when you just first started brainstorming this, and to watch it over the past 6 to 8 months, you know, come into fruition a little bit. You know, it's not done yet, but it's the process.
The process is there.
Progress. That's super cool. You set a goal and you're working at it. And,
Yeah.
Be proud of yourself.
I am. And it's, I've never been one good with words. I'm good at spelling. I'm horrible at spelling. I'm good at talking, but not writing them down.
Yeah.
Even sometimes my talking is not the best, but I had to actually sit down and ask for help. And I got a couple of helps here and there, but I had to do mostly myself. And I'm really proud of that, what came out of it.
Yeah, that's super cool. And like I said, I was kind of filled in the beginning and to see the growth of this thing. It's a long process, but.
And I've never done anything like this before, so I'm learning.
Yeah, new endeavors. You know, scary.
Google and YouTube are my favorite friends right now.
I was actually listening to a podcast earlier, and they were talking about thoughts and ideas. Once you put them on paper, like if you take it and just write it down, like now it's the way they described it. Now it's a live thing.
Yep.
It's on a piece of paper. It's in the universe. Yeah. Not in your head. That's like step one of moving forward on a goal or moving forward on an idea is just starting that process. But once it's on paper, it's a physical thing you could hand or show to someone, and now it's out of your brain.
Yep. And I did that.
And that's super cool. And I was reading through your little, you know,
my business plan kind of thing.
Yeah. And super exciting. And I really think it's going to bring a lot of value to this industry that we both care about tremendously.
Yep.
So,
because I got to get away from behind the cooking because my body's getting old. I'm getting old.
That happens. I'm trying to build a time machine so we can go back in time and not be old again.
Ooh, that'd be dangerous for me.
Actually, I have a picture on my phone of it. I'll show it to you.
All right.
It's actually something I've been doing in my house, and it's ridiculous. Nice. But yeah, super cool. I think we should cheers to
for this next coming year and everything and being back. And being back.
It's been a few months since we were on the microphone in the driver's seat just because of other life things, your adventures and my adventures.
Yep.
So cheers to that, and cheers to your progress that you've made over the last 4 months in this.
I'm so excited.
Cool. And I think that's a... Talking about this is kind of a cool segue into a topic that we've talked about, and that is the topic.
Yeah, we've talked about it for quite a bit, right. On and off here and there.
But we've talked in the past about just the topic of goals.
Yeah.
So maybe we can do a podcast now about just a generalization
of goals.
Of goals, being that I watched you 8 months ago set a goal in your head.
Yep.
And to see where it blossomed to already. That's super cool and inspiring.
And we're not doing this goal thing because it's the beginning of the year and everybody should set goals for the year.
No.
No, this is just like spontaneously we said, let's do something about goals.
Yeah, because we both right now, I have personal goals that I'm working on right now. Tiny's been working on his personal goal in this project. That's kind of what inspired this topic. And then seeing your business plan today, it's energizing. I think it's a good topic for every industry.
Yeah, to have goals.
Big or small.
Yeah. You always have. I always had one... like major goal, but that's like a 5-year plan goal.
Yep.
But I've always had these little goals, like a daily goal, a weekly goal, a monthly goal, and just like little things in my head. I never told anybody, really. Maybe I did, but I don't think I ever did.
Yeah. But you had them in your head.
Yeah.
And it gives you something to focus on.
Yep.
If you're aware of your goals, it's easy to say, I want to do this in 2 years or I want to do this in the next month. Then it just fizzles out or drifts away or life just too busy and you can't do it. But to like be aware of it as often as possible can really help match that goal.
Yep. And it keeps me more, I don't know what sane is, whatever that is, I'm not sane, but keeps me sane to have goals or things to look forward to or what to do in life.
Yep.
You know, I'm always excited. Ooh, here comes another my life stone. Let's do this sucker.
Yeah, it gives a direction.
Yep.
And motivation.
Yeah.
It's easy to, if you don't have goals, it's easy just to go through the motions of life, and then all of a sudden you're like, shit, what happened to the last 4 years?
Yep.
Or what happened to this last week?
Yeah, even in like work, I always have a daily work goal. Like in my head, I said, I want to do X amount of dollars today. Okay, that's fine. You might do it, you might not, because you don't really know. It's a hospitality industry. But if I want to do that many dollars, I go, okay, I need to set myself up in the kitchen or in here, wherever,
yep,
to do that amount.
Yep.
And then when you don't do that amount, you're like, but at least I set myself up and you feel happy.
Right. It gave you something to look forward to. You were productive, yep, in setting yourself up. You were prepared for success.
I was prepared. Yep.
In this business, a lot of it is seasonality or traffic flow. You can't help it if it's the middle of winter and nobody's up here.
It's horrible snow conditions. You know, who knows?
Right. But to still have that goal, like, I want to make this today.
You, yep, know,
I do that a lot at work now. It's a... If I know it's going to be kind of a busy weekend, it's like, I want to hit this $3,000 mark, or maybe on a Friday we hit $3,000, and I know Saturday is just going to be equally as bananas, and I can tell my teammate or even just myself, like, I want to hit $3,500 today.
Yeah, we can do this.
You get to work, and you're driving to work, and you're like, just $3,500. And like you said, some of it's beyond our control, but mm-hmm, having that goal when I get to work, no matter how busy it is or slow it is, I'm still going hard because I'm trying to get those dollars for the business, yep, and for myself. And that keeps me energized.
Yeah.
You know, it's easy just to go into work and not have a goal and say, well, it is what it is. But when you put those numbers in your head and you have that target, you know, that ambition.
It energizes me.
Yeah, it's super cool.
It's kind of weird to say that I energize myself to make money for the company. But if I make money for the company, it's making money for me.
Right.
And that helps me out.
Yep. And making money for me, I don't have my own business. But if I'm making money for the company, I'm also making money not for myself, but my team.
Yep.
Everybody's getting a little bit richer if I'm going in with that goal and that target and that ambition. The tips are coming in bigger, which means my coworkers are getting better tips, which means they're going to be happier.
Even with your goal, even though you're not telling them what you want to do, but you doing your work is going to inspire them to do their work to get...
Right.
You know, it's kind of a... falls on to them. That's the wrong wordage.
It rubs off on
rubs
them.
Rubs onto them, yeah.
Yeah, and actually that's true, and that kind of makes them, and I've noticed it with certain employees over my career at my current employer, being a bartender and in that busy environment and with the turnover and the seasonality. The really dedicated coworkers that I have that are bought into the business and strategy, when they're new and I'm coming in with like full bore, I'm going to do this, I'm crushing the game,
yep,
they sponge it up, and then they're not even aware of it, but they're setting that goal to be like, oh, I want to be like him.
Yeah.
I want to be to that level.
He's crushing it.
Then they subliminally set a goal to get better.
Yep.
My goals inspire their goals to get better, which then makes everything better. And then we get another new employee. Now there's two people that they're looking at saying, oh, shit, I need to get to that level.
Yep.
And then they subconsciously have a goal too.
And if they don't have that goal and they're just like, whatever, they're the ones that probably get fired or let go.
Yeah. Right. They just don't.
People just want there for the money. They're like, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like any good employee or any dedicated or bought into whatever business it is, you're going to set those goals to be the best you could be. And then you got the people that have no goals, and they're like, I just want some quick cash.
Yeah.
And then they go home and drink a fifth and pass out and come back the next day.
And then they wonder why they didn't get enough, why people don't give them tips. And it's like, well, if you're in it for just the money, I mean, yes, everybody should be in it for the money.
We all have bills.
Yeah. But if you strive more than that.
Yeah.
You get the money.
Like when I set a goal in my head of like, this is what I hope the Bar and Grill does today, you know, whether it's 2,000 or 3,000 or whatever. Spiral brain thought here.
I thought you were looking at a deer.
I don't know what it
is. The rabbit!
I totally...
You got the white rabbit went through.
Totally,
I know when I set a goal and like I try to do it, but there's also days that I just hate cooking. I just don't want to cook.
Yeah, I get that for
and
sure.
And I'm like, even though... I don't like cooking. I just want to get in and out and done. I still go, wait a minute, that's wrong. Got to throw it out, or I overcooked it. In my head, I overcooked, so I'm going to throw it out and redoing it.
Yep.
You know, so even though I don't want to be there, but I still have the standard goal of what the food should be like every day.
Yeah, and so then I call those like micro goals.
Yeah.
They're not in 2 years I'm going to build this company, but it's the daily little goals.
Daily little goals.
I want to pump out the quality food. You know, I have standards. Next time someone orders a Cosmopolitan, I'm going to make it the best one. You know?
Yep.
And those are like micro goals, I call them.
Micro goals.
There's macro, micro, and then there's a bunch in between.
I'm working on a big goal right now with a lot of little ones in between.
Yes, you are working on a major one. And I'm working, even like this podcast, for example. We kind of lost track of it for a while.
Oh, yeah, things going on.
Right, and not by no fault of our own.
Yep.
But it was, we started talking about getting back into it, and I set a goal to, I want to produce quality topic podcasts. You know, I'm not gonna fake it through anymore. And that's exciting. Like, that's a goal of mine now, is whenever we record, whether it's weekly or monthly, depending on our schedules, I'm going to make sure that it's a topic that I'm passionate about. This is a topic that we're passionate about.
Yes.
And that's a goal right there, just to give quality content that can help the world.
Yep. That's what I want.
Yeah. And I look at, like, we were talking a little bit earlier before we started recording. I've always lived my life check to check. I never really thought about savings in the future. And, you know, now I'm in my 40s and oh, shit.
Yep.
What's happening? I'm going to have to work till I'm 107, you know. So a year and a half ago, I started a real strict savings regimen. So every night I go home with X amount of tips. 50% of it I can't touch.
Nice.
The only way I'm going to touch it, I'm going to save it, or I'm going to invest with it.
Okay.
25% goes towards my off-time travels.
Okay.
And then 25% is my spending.
Nice.
So, you know, if I have $1,000, let's say, over 2 weeks, 500 of it's going away.
Either goes somewhere.
25% at most I could put away for leisure for our off times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I limit myself. If I go to the store, I can only spend this much money. And then I'm, because it's so easy in a cash business where you're going on with cash every day, just blow it out of the water. And I found that in that year and a half that I started doing that, my mental, like, it's so easy to say, I made $200 in tips today and blow it at the bar and blow it on some fucking Chinese takeout and all this stuff and be like, hey, I'm going to get it next weekend. It's okay. It's cash, cash, cash. When I set that regimen and that goal, every year now I have a how many thousand dollars I'm going to save.
Yep.
It's motivated me more at work, and it's also increased my mental status. I just feel better about life. And that was something I never did. And I just sat down one day and I was like, fuck this. You need to be disciplined.
It's hard. I mean, even I'm much better with going paycheck to paycheck. I'm bad with cash. And actually working here in my own business, get whatever, people give me some money here and there, and it's like, let's go deep. Wait a minute. Throw that back. Put that away. That's for someone else.
Yeah. And that's a goal. That's financial goals. You know, it is hard.
I've always been hard with cash, got cash, let's go.
The loose cash.
Yep.
Yeah, this business.
If it was a credit card or a debit card, it's like, okay, do I need that?
Right.
I don't know why, but credit cards are like, do I need that? Do I want to do this?
Because you're paying interest on it and all that. Like, you're not even really spending your money. You're borrowing money.
I'm borrowing money. Even though I try to pay out my credit cards every month off, boom, done. Still, you're going.
It makes you think a little bit more.
Yeah.
Pumps the brakes.
Do I really need to?
Yeah, if you have $300, if you have $300 in cash in your wallet, it's like, go to the bar, buy a round for everyone, and da 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 da. Oh, yeah, give me that, Jack Daniels, whatever, 20 year something.
You wake up the next morning going, I got $2.
Right. I went out with $250.
What did I do?
That was kind of my whole life, especially when I had tips. And it took me a long time, in my 40s, to really be like, whoa. And I feel so much more, there's so much more reward in setting that financial goal than there is in going out and blowing my money and eating the lobster dinner and all that. And, and for people in this industry that do, I've watched it my whole life. Yeah, they made $500 in a weekend, but they partied it away.
Oh, especially in resort towns where you work 6 months, get your ass kicked, and then all of a sudden you have, you partied through that time too, and all of a sudden you're like, ooh, I got 2 months off, and I have $1,000.
Yeah. Got a shoestrings holding up your pants and a pocket full of lint, and you're like, and you're homeless. And
you're like, ah, what do I got to do?
What? And then you freak out. What are you going to do? You know, and then you're crashing on the couch at some old homie's house. Financial goals in this business are, obviously there's sales goals. Obviously there's paycheck goals and a tip-based business, like that discipline and that setting that. I think it's a valuable lesson that anybody that's starting off in this industry, that's starting to first get that cash every day, set the goal.
Save.
Even 20%. One of our newer hires, she's younger, she's getting into investing, and I've been getting into it for the past couple of years. And I just tell you go home, even if it's a $5 bill or a $10 bill, you got $150 in tips tonight. That $5 is not going to put you on the streets. Put it underneath a mattress.
Yep.
Every 2 months, you take those $5 a day. Now it's $100 or $200. But it didn't affect your life. It was one frozen pizza you couldn't buy. It's money you don't even think about.
Mm-hmm.
Then you put that into the market. Whatever you want to invest in. She's trying to get in a little bit of crypto game and a little bit of the stock market and brand new. But that was my advice. And you won't notice the $5.
No.
But if you hide it under the couch or put it in a box in the closet, you won't even think about spending it either. You know, set those goals that every month every day I'm going to put $5 in a box.
Well, it's kind of weird because we talked about this yesterday a little bit. But today I was on YouTube just trying to find something to watch for 10 minutes to ease my brain for a second.
Yep.
And this lady was like, all right, I got X amount of money here, $250. And she has this billfold with zippers in it, or not a billfold, but a, like we put pencils in one and erasers in one part of it, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Like pockets, whatever.
Like a binder type
thing. Like a binder thing. And one of those says Christmas, one said vacation, one said dental, one said this. And she's like, I got $250. Okay, this is going in for this. This is, nope, not for, no Christmas this time, but this time it's going in for this. This is going to go for that. $5 here, $20 for this. I was like, that's really cool. I've never even thought about that, you know?
Right.
You know, she's like, all right, and I got $100 now so far saved up for Christmas. And then she went, oh, I'm going to put $5 in for medical or whatever it was. And she was has all planned out. I'm like, this is kind of cool.
Right on.
I'm like, I never thought about that.
Because it's so easy to not set those goals, yeah. Even those little financial goals. And then it's March and you spend a bunch of money on whatever. You buy yourself a new TV or buy a new car. You can say, oh, well, I got 8 months to get ready for Christmas. It's no big deal. And then Christmas rolls around. All of a sudden it's December 1st and you're like, shit, I got $8, you know, and a family and a bunch of gifts to buy. You know what I mean? Yep. So that little daily budgeting is a goal in itself. And even as a business, you got a budget, you have, you know, budget your spending, your profits, your losses. Like, oh, that's a goal, too. That's a bigger goal.
It's a bigger goal.
Goals can be anything from the smallest thing. My goal, you know, like, I've been trying lately to, like, get back on track in life. And, you know, I'm setting a goal before I have a cocktail or go into lounge time. Like, there's three important things in around my house or work-wise or home-wise that I'm going to accomplish. And that's really been helping me. Like, my brain is so 5,000 TVs all the time going on. It's really been helping me just focus. And then it's kind of a reward system, too. Now I sit down, I watch that TV, I say I earned it.
Yep.
Or I have that glass of wine. I did accomplish my goals. This wine, and the wine is so much more enjoyable because I set a goal to earn the wine.
Yeah.
And those are just little daily things that everybody could do. Even with smoking, you know, I've been a smoker for 20 fucking something years. I'm trying to set up these little goals. Now, I can't have a cigarette unless I earn it. And it could be a small way. I mean, maybe it's like, you know, I'll be sitting at home by myself and I'm like, I had a cigarette an hour ago. I really want another one. I'll look at my list of little projects. And I say, you know what? I'm going to clean the bathroom sink right now. It's going to take me 8 minutes.
Yep.
Or less. But then when I have that cigarette, I enjoy it more. So I made myself do something to earn this, you know.
Right on.
That's kind of a cool mentality that I'm recently starting to adopt.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been helping me stay focused in life.
I try to do that because sometimes like I get done working, like, I'm going to sit down and watch a little YouTube or do something, you know, fiddle fuck on the computer. And then all of a sudden 2 hours go by, I'm like, oh, crap, I didn't get that done. Crap.
Social media sucks you down the hole. Yep. And that's true. I mean, for a long time, I was just waking up like, I'd wake up, get my phone, and look at social media, read the news on my phone, and it'd be an hour.
Mm-hmm.
When I could just be like going to do the dishes before work, you know, I work later in the day, or just doing something productive, and I'm starting to do that. Like, and then I go to work happier too, because I set a goal to do something before I went to work, personal, that's making me feel good. Then I go to work a better person.
Yep.
I'd sit on my phone and get sucked down that wormhole.
Oh, that's.
And then all of a sudden I'm like, oh shit, I got to leave in 15 minutes. You know, you throw your clothes on and drive, and then you're stressing out, you know?
Yep.
So, like, having that daily regimen, and that's daily regimens are a goal.
Yep.
Working out, people, I don't work out a lot, but it feels good. I try to do it more now than in the last couple of years.
I lived in a place that had a rec center and a pool, I'd go down twice a week and go swimming.
Yeah.
Because that was my workout for, you know, 1 hour swimming. I mean, I wasn't doing laps. I was doing the different kind of exercise. That made me feel like I'm having fun, not working out.
Yeah.
But I was working out, that kind of stuff. Yeah. And I don't get
hurt. And I know a lot of people that are really big into the gym, but they're also the ones that are, they have a schedule. I am going to, it's a goal, and then schedule is kind of a goal too.
Yeah, you gotta keep yourself on track.
I'm going to work out every other day. Real hardcore ones, I'm going to do legs today and upper body tomorrow and this tomorrow. Like, I'm not that intense, but even now that I'm starting to, now that I'm getting older and realize I should start working out again, every 3 days I'm going to do something.
Nice.
And that's a new goal that I've been working on. So, and I mean, goals are important in any job.
Yep.
Goals are important in your daily life. Goals are important with family. Goals are important with friends. Goals are important with hobbies. Definitely financially. And like I said, in this industry, it's all about that cash money.
Yep. And when you finish your goal, I always feel more excited.
Yeah. Like, I was super jacked up because we had been talking about getting this podcast going again. And it like became a goal.
Yep.
And today I was like giddy driving here. Like, fuck yeah, this is going to be fun, you know.
I was enjoying.
Because it hasn't been a goal of mine.
Yep.
Because of outside life
yep.
for like 3 or 4 months. It was when we started. So it was super cool to have that goal. Like, I'm going to do this podcast with Tiny. Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel really I think me and Adam did a great job. Yeah, there's a couple ones that we didn't do a really good job on, but it's, life happens, I guess.
Yeah, we started off strong, and then we got our ass kicked. Yeah. We got our ass kicked all summer.
It was summer-ish.
And it was the busiest summer ever up in this area. Yeah. And we were worn out, and then different projects and things came into play. But yeah, I was excited today. Like, I'm setting a goal to continue to educate the hospitality world.
Right.
Or anybody listening. Yeah.
And the people that have never been in the hospitality industry, I have a couple people that was like, that was pretty interesting.
Right.
You know, three strikes and you're done. Go to the restaurant and I have bad service or bad experience. I don't ever go back to the place, but never thought about maybe it was just an off day for the waitress or the cook.
You never know if they got their ass kicked 2 hours before they got there, things like that.
So.
And also in this industry too, that just kind of thought of something about bad service and weird things. There's a lot of people in this industry, and probably in every industry, a lot of people in this industry for the cash. You know, it's daily cash. It's a tip-based job for the most part. You see a lot of people that just get stuck. They're miserable at work, but they're making good money as a bartender in a shithole or a place that's just not a good work environment. And then you see people that are like that, and they set a goal. I am going to save up as much money in the shithole as I can for the next 6 months, but my goal is to move to a happier place of employment.
Yep.
And then you see the people that don't set that goal. And 4 years later, they're just fucking miserable at work. They're just there to collect that money.
They're just there for the money, but they hate the work.
Yeah. There's no vision to move to a better place or even, like, move up in the world. And myself, for example, like, I'm a cook and a bartender. I'm always trying to learn the management side of things. I'm always trying to learn from my employer. She's a savvy businesswoman. And, and I'm still trying to educate myself on other ways. And those are, personal little goals.
Yep.
But, you know, I've also worked with a lot of people that could give a shit less. It's this. How much is in the tip jar? I'm going to go get fucked up. And they're there for forever. That's their status in life. I'm like looking at you like you've been in the kitchen, but you're getting older and you're getting physically beat. Like you set a goal to stay in the industry, but get out of what you...
I said that 5 years, a five-year goal. Did I meet it? Not really, but I'm close.
It gives you a rough target. You got to have a target.
I said I want to get out of the kitchen, not get out, because I don't know anything else besides the hospitality industry. So I researched different things, blah, blah, and I gave myself 5 years. I'm kind of on my five and a half right now.
Yep.
Probably on six, but at least I'm doing it. I'm going to get out of the kitchen. I'm going to not work in the heat so often.
Right. So you set a five-year target, which kept you on track.
I tried this, tried that.
So you're a little bit off.
Yep. And then 2 years, this one idea that I'm working on now came in my head and kind of just festered there and whatever and trying to figure out how to do it. And like I said, I've never done anything like this before. I mean, I could open a restaurant. I can do this. That's fine. I know how to do that. But this whole internet thing and this whole idea that I have in my head is weird, and I just had to figure out how to do it.
Well, you're staying on track because you have a goal, and I like it. And I'm seeing the progress just from an outsider's perspective, and it's super inspiring, actually, to see you do it and see it, like I said, come to life and blossom.
And I wasn't going to give up on it. I wasn't going to give up on it, but I did get kind of depressed about it and grumpy about it. But in the last 2 weeks, life is good.
Yeah, and it's exciting to see that. We talked on the phone a couple times this week, and I told you, like, a couple months ago, you were sounding really, like, depressed or, like...
I didn't know where to go.
You were stuck. You sounded stuck.
Yeah. And, like, some people have a fork in the road. I felt like I had a pitchfork in the road, so no matter which way I was going to go, I was going to get stabbed. And I didn't know where to go, really. No, where was the right stabbing?
But you didn't let it deter you.
No.
You had a moment of, like... lack of motivation in a sense, but you still kept the goal.
And because you
stuck with it and were still persistent, even though it slowed down a bit and your excitement went down a little bit because you were feeling stuck.
Yep.
The fact that you stuck with it 2 months later, now just this week, things are progressing because you had that, you still had the goal.
Yep. A little bit of bump, a little more excitement.
Yeah. And I can see it. You get a little more pep in your step and energized about it. So I was talking to a friend of mine that I haven't talked to in years, and he's a lot like you. He's a lifelong kitchen chef, and he's getting older, just tired of working for establishments and just being that. And he always had a vision to work on his own. And I haven't talked to him in 6 years. I worked with him 6 years ago. But sure enough, he made it happen. And now he's got his own company. He's just doing private banquets and weddings and things on his own.
Nice.
100%. So he's still in the business of cooking. He's still in the industry. But he knew he couldn't live in the kitchen life anymore. He was beating his body up. And now he's got his own schedule, his own budget, his own everything. He's happier than he's ever been.
Ah, cool.
He set that goal, and I remember him talking about this goal 6 years ago. I worked with him out in one of my seasonal gigs, and sure enough, it was super neat to see him online and watch his success. And like, and he was kind of like you. He had a five to ten year plan to be his own boss, and I think that's exciting.
Yeah, so. my new venture. I mean, I'm gonna have to work twice as hard to get it going, to get, you know, do it for the next 10 years, but it's not behind the line. I'm not cooking, but I'm still helping people out.
Yeah,
right. Still making people happy.
You're still contributing to the industry that you love.
Yes.
But you're not in the kitchen. Yeah. The physicality is not there, but the mental work will be
the
there. You still work, and you're still contributing. And people like you and me, and we love this industry.
Yep.
This industry will kick your ass.
This is my career. It was not a job for me. It was always a career.
Yep.
I didn't go from job to job. I went from career building blocks, from one job to the next job, to learn something new about this career.
Yeah.
Or how to cook, or how to do
always,
this.
You're always trying to expand your horizons.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. Congratulations on your progress.
Thanks.
And to everyone out there, set some
goals. You'll know more later. I'll tell you when more stuff comes around. But
the secret will be released soon.
Yeah.
If we told you now, we'd have to kill you.
The bad man comes through the microphone and strangles you. Right. Just kidding.
We have that button on our device here, the strangle button.
Oh, wrong button.
You don't want to hear the strangle button.
No.
You would actually feel it. You wouldn't hear it.
That's right.
Well, cool, man. This is good getting back in the studio with you. And the world headquarters is back in action.
It is. We'll be doing it.
Well, it's good to
hang out. We're not going to promise anything. Like every 2 weeks, every week, we'll... But we're going to promise great content.
Yeah, that's our goal.
Yep, that's my goal. That's our goal right now, is great content.
We were trying to pump out weekly episodes, and sometimes we were either just too fried to have a good concept, yep, or too tired, or schedules didn't mix. But the pressure we put a lot of pressure on putting out content.
Yep.
I feel like now we should change our goal to, instead of putting it out every week, let's just do it when we have a topic like this that we're passionate about.
And I'm not going to say money has anything to do with it, but if we were making a lot of money, or making this was our money-making thing, we would do more of it. But
that is
this
true.
Is our hobby, our passion.
Yeah. It's a lot of work for no money. We do it because we enjoy it, and we love talking to the world and talking about the industry.
Yep.
But yeah, we're not getting paid.
We learn, teach people stuff.
Sometimes the things that actually pay our bills have to come first.
Yep.
But we are going to put out more content, and it's really good to be back. And I appreciate anybody that's still tuned in after the 2 or 3 month hiatus.
Yep.
We appreciate it. We love you. Keep tuning in and keep spreading the word, and life will be grand.
Cool. All right. With that, let's say good night.
All right, man. Good seeing you, Tony.
Nice seeing you. Have fun. And we'll talk to y'all later. Goodbye. Recorded at the world headquarters of the Cook and Bartender with Adam and Tiny.
Thanks for tuning in, everybody. Like, comment, follow, spread the word. We appreciate it. cookandbartender@gmail.com. Cook and Bartender on Facebook, or Cook Bartender at Instagram. Thank you.